This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. One of those days today, brother.
Yo, I love being back in the studio. I love seeing those husky eyes every damn day. I love trying to wear light pastel shirts where I mess it up where you have to use the white paper like you're not white enough, right? But today is one of those days where we bond. And these are one of the things that you hate about being in the studio. The fact that New York traffic, the unknown thing.
Yep. But I'll tell you what, for everybody that might be listening to our show right now on the FDR, we were with you.
We feel you.
And as you drive past those guys that took two lanes out just to street sweep in the middle of the day, of a work day, we were there with you. Get through it. We'll help you through it. But understand that we feel your pain.
If I left earlier today than I've ever left in the last since we've been back in studio.
Yeah.
And I got here later than I ever got here. Like I wanted when I got up there. I wanted to stop, but I only had like 20 minutes to get here.
Oh, that's one of those slap the taste out of it. But it's not them. They work. They're just doing their job. It's the guy that made the decision that thought, you know what? Good time to street sweep. It would be right in the middle of the damn day.
And make three lanes one. I wanted to say so bad. What did the five fingers say to the face? Smack!
Now, people that are listening to us in Omaha, Nebraska, and Albuquerque, New Mexico, and maybe even in Jacksonville, and
what are you talking about?
Perhaps in other places around the country are like, why are you telling us about New York traffic? Because we want you to understand that wherever you are, and there might be a little bit of traffic, understand that this is the worst of it. And the decision, the reason why is the most maddening part. I understand, like on the LIE, I got really double jeopardy today because there was an accident and you feel bad, right? Like that's what, there's an accident, somebody's day, a couple of people, you hope they're all right and you just kind of go by, but that's a different story. That's non-controllable. This is controllable. And this is just strictly like you telling the people of the city, you don't matter.
Right.
That's it. That's the decision. You don't matter. We're doing this now. That's it. Take two lanes out. But you know what, boss? Probably taking two lanes out on the FDR, a very busy highway in the middle of the day in New York City. That's going to cause a lot of traffic. Oh, well, we got to sweep the street during the day.
You had 12 a.m.
You could do it.
You had 12. You had 8 hours.
You could do it then. You could do it. You could do it at 3 a.m. You could do it at 4 a.m.
You know what?
But we're going to do it instead.
I see what you did. You said 3 a.m. You said 3 a.m. because once again, you're so brilliant. You just want to talk about Stephen Curry and his threes that he rains. And now all of a sudden, everybody wants to talk about, Steph is a sneaky, sneaky MVP.
See, this is where
I'm saying. That is the straight talk. That's
synergy.
How we come with the
synergy,
straight talk.
Synergy, that's
we keep it real.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you're on the FDR, we'll take your call first.
Yes.
If you're somewhere in the country listening to us in traffic, we'll take your call as well because I need to hear what you're dealing with. You had to hear from us and what we had to deal with. And Bart and I coming from either side of this island of Manhattan.
Yes.
We both came in on either side and we both ended up in the same damn place, stuck. So if you are going through that wherever you are and you want to complain about it and then talk sports, we will take your call first. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Alan, they must tell us the highway.
Oh, all
that
of
they're
it.
Stuck on. We want to know
and why.
The state and why. What is it? When you pass it, what was it?
Yeah, what was it as you
Because in Nebraska, it could be a flock of goose.
A goose?
Geese.
Geese?
Geese. Geese, goose.
Flock of seagulls?
I'm thinking goose up there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Flock of seagulls. It just remains.
Whatever
like,
it is.
Goose won't move, so I get it too.
That's a totally different story. Maybe some cattle gets in the way. You got to wait for them. Whatever it is, but you're right.
Making,
it is straight
making,
talk.
I'm, brought to you by Straight Talk. I'm making steaks. We having steaks for dinner. Some Kyle's
if that's happening,
strap them to the roof.
Oh my goodness! So yeah, we'll have some fun with you on the traffic situation today. And like I said, we don't feel like it's exclusive only to us here in New York City, but we do know that here it is epic. Now my friends in LA will say the other opposite because I've been through that as well on the 405.
Atlanta feel you too. Atlanta feel you too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Atlanta as well. So like I said, let's hear about it. Anyways, we'll grab those calls because this will be fun. But yes, as I mentioned, I said 3 a.m. for a reason because. You know, it three is the magic number in the NBA right now. And obviously, What Steph Curry is doing is just absolutely epic. And last night, he has another, 49 points, beautifully on national TV as well. And the Warriors just keep winning because of him. They're up actually back to 500, Bart.
Yeah.
107-96.
How you like that, Draymond?
He hits 10 threes, 10 of 17, by the way, from downtown. And he has been on some roll. So this is now 30 point games, 11 straight, passes Kobe Bryant for the most consecutive. And obviously, you see Kobe, you see Michael Jordan has done it seven times each.
At the rightful age of what?
And again, over 33 years old. Right, that's the key as well, is that it's over 33. But still, like the run that he's been on right now has been epic. The fact that he remember, he was calling out his teammates, Bart. He was calling out his teammates, and again, if I didn't say it, this is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Remember how miserable he sounded, and we were all like, should Steph Curry want to move on? Should he go to another team?
He should.
You know, there was a talk about, LeBron's already flirting with him, trying to bring him into L.A. And I feel like what I watched last night, and he had, by the way, the joy on his face.
Yeah.
He's with it. He's enjoying what he's doing.
You always say what? What age as well?
Oh, shooting. Yeah, shooting age as well. You don't ever get old and then, he can't shoot anymore. I mean, you find a broken-down NBA player in his 50s. I'll tell you what. Here's a great example. Bob Cousy, remember, was in Blue Chips?
Yep.
He was the athletic director of the school.
Mm-hmm.
He had a bit part, but it was a great part. And there's a scene that they shot one time with him and Nick Nolte, and they're having a conversation on the court. And Cousy stands at the free throw line as they're doing the dialogue, and he's shooting. He didn't miss. Not a single shot, one after another, just switch. As they're doing the dialogue, one take, and Nolte, it was actually an ad-lib line at the end of the scene. Do you ever miss? Like, that was the, that's, and then, and scene.
Yep.
Like, so, and again, not like Cousy was an all-time great shooter, it just, but you could take somebody who was, like I love Tim Legler.
Yeah.
Tim Legler, you could bring him into a gym, he wouldn't miss a shot.
Legs.
Now, obviously, he's got to run up and down. That takes away. But just shooting doesn't age. And Steph Curry has that.
Okay.
And he has just been – you were going to say something?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Because I'm going to ask you, because you're the great basketball guy. You know everything about basketball. You've forgotten more about basketball than I've ever known. Right. So, if that's the case, the Warriors have a decision to make.
What's that decision?
Stephen Curry's contract's going to be coming up. And they need to decide if they can win championships with this team. And
Steph Curry's a guy you have retire as a Warrior. Steph Curry's a guy you pay him to stay with
Karl
the Warriors.
Karl Malone did not. So because he already has his championship.
He's got his rings.
Because he has his rings, he can be comfortable with that. He has no desire to leave. But what if he wants to win a championship?
Well, then if he comes to you, first of all, you want to believe that if Klay Thompson can be any shade of himself when he comes back. See, I think the mistake they made was they tried to go young.
Right.
Figuring, let's get some young guys. Let's really. And they did a terrible job with it.
So tell me this.
They've got to get vets and try to win again with vets because that's what wins in the NBA. Vets. Now, he right now has got a year left, and then he's an unrestricted free agent.
Right.
So next year he makes $45.7 million.
Right.
And then he becomes an unrestricted free agent at the age of 34.
So tell me this. If Klay comes back and this unit doesn't look like the dominant unit that we expect, because I think Klay, like you said, shooting never dies. Now, Klay has to, he's a guy that moves to get his shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's not a guy that really creates his own shot. Now, he can get to the basket, but he's not a magician with the basketball like Curry, who can get space, create space on his own. I'm asking you this. If the big three isn't successful, whose skills is going to diminish first? Is it Draymond's impact on his ability to be Draymond, the facilitator, the defender? Does he age out first?
No.
Before the shooters age out?
I don't think, again, Draymond's
getting up there.
Yeah, but the only way Draymond gets old is if he just physically can't
That's what I'm saying.
Draymond doesn't do anything with athleticism. Everything with him is smarts, his IQ and power.
Well, but his ability to come off and be able to defend multiple positions is about quickness.
It is.
And short area quickness.
It is, but it's also knowing where to be.
I think Draymond is the one out of the big three that makes this thing have to get blowed up because he won't be able to impact the game like 1 or 2 years.
Well, they've got 1 year to figure that out. And I'm telling you right now, Bart, if you look at that franchise and you've got a bunch of young guys on this team and Steph Curry looked miserable and then he was like, you know what, the hell with this.
Yeah,
I'm done trying to teach them. I'm going to now show them. This is how you play. You want to be elite? This is what you got to do.
He's playing with
joy. He's on a run of elite. Like, this is Larry Legend kind of elite.
Yes.
And that's what and everybody around him is in awe. Like listen to this from Steve Kerr after the game. Steve Kerr, who played with Michael Jordan. Right, he's won championships.
He's got seven championships.
He's got all these rings on his fingers. Like he's made big shots. This is Steve Kerr. And Steve Kerr after the game last night.
I don't know what else to say. You know, you guys ask me after every game what I think of Steph and his performance, and it's whatever I said last game. Just use that tonight because it's the same thing after every game. It's just utter amazement at this guy's skill level, heart, mind. Focus. Just amazing to watch.
And think about it, he sounded speechless.
Yeah, but what? See, and I think the most impressive thing is didn't Steph drop something crazy like in the last 2 minutes or something like last 7 minutes he dropped like 20 burger.
Well, but if you watch also some of the shots that he was making were those critical clutch threes that basically it was a close game. It was actually a very entertaining game. Now remember,
he blew it out late.
No Ben Simmons, no Tobias Harris.
Yep.
So you have to qualify that because Ben Simmons is probably their best defensive player.
Yeah, that would have been tough.
They still had Danny Green chasing him around. Obviously Seth tried, but you know they're honestly,
defense player of the year.
Yeah, I mean, Ben Simmons there, maybe that's a different part. Who cares? Look, you play who's in front of you, so we're not going to try to say that what Steph did, you don't put an asterisk on it. But he did make some big shots late against a really good team. Yeah.
So in honor of Denny Green, the late, great Denny Green,
mm-hmm.
They are what we thought they are, and we let him off the hook. So that's what you're saying. You're saying that he's just this good. He is as advertised.
Curry,
yes.
Yeah, but here's everybody today has been saying something I think a little crazy.
Yeah, I think so too. I didn't know what you were thinking. See, we think you
John,
started.
I had it out with John when I first got here. First, let me play you. Let me play you this from Matt Barnes. This is the All the Smoke podcast, as you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is Matt Barnes, who isn't afraid to have a hot take. Isn't afraid to take on people.
One of the DeBarges.
Very, very opinionated, and he said this.
I think Steph has had a bigger impact on. And I say that because the complete dynamic of the game has changed now, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to coach my twin boys who are 12 at a young age. I mean, these kids, Janae, when I tell you when they start warming up, they start shooting from almost out of bounds. I'm like, yo, what about coming to the basket, get some layups, get your touch? And they're like, no, Dad, this is how we get warm. So they don't even come to the paint to get warm anymore, and it's just from watching, you know, guys like Steph and Clay. So I definitely think over the last 30, 40 years, I think Steph Curry has had the biggest impact from a standpoint is he's kind of completely changed the way the basketball game is played. You would never think to get transition threes when I first came in the NBA. Like, you run for layups, you run for dunks. Now people from the NBA down to the AAU, little kids are running to the three-point line in transition, and that is strictly because of Steph.
Okay, now, a couple of things that he said there was he was comparing him to LeBron. I don't know if you heard him say that, but that Steph Curry's had a bigger impact in on the game than LeBron James.
I would say,
he said that. Mm-hmm. And then he said something that is the true part, which is now you see kids try to emulate Steph Curry. Now, there's a couple of reasons why. One, it's fun. It doesn't necessarily make it a good thing, though, because now you have kids doing something in a game that they have absolutely – there's no reason for them to be doing it, but they see it and it looks fun. It's just like trying to dunk because Michael Jordan used to dunk, but nobody could because it rims 10 feet.
Right.
So we'd always lower – kids would lower the rim
to 8 feet.
And they would dunk. And he's like, but that's not really the game. So that's true. I wouldn't call that a positive impact on the game, however. That might be a negative impact on the game.
I don't know, Alan.
Now let me add this part. People relate better to Steph Curry than they do LeBron James. Why?
Because they look like him. Anybody can be him. Like he's
why?
A small,
give me the reason why.
He's no muscles. He's short.
Short? He's short.
Well, compared to like it's a lot more 6'3 people around than 260 pounds.
But that, I want to get to that part too.
Freak athlete.
People look at Steph Curry.
I can be him. Anybody can be Steph.
When he was at Davidson, he looked like, oh, look at this little guy just running around.
Oh, look, he's so cute.
This little light-skinned guy running around. Look at him. This little light-skinned guy was 6'3".
Yeah.
How many American men are even 6'2" in this world?
But the thing is,
you can't relate to a guy
more.
Who's 6'3", but he looks small because the guys he's playing against are 6'9", 6'10".
So can we just dial back a little bit of the hyperbole? But you can be a little guy now. You can be a little guy in effect. Not Isaiah Thomas.
Thomas is a little guy.
Yeah, yeah. But like
Muggsy Bogues was a little guy.
But I don't know if you realize when I was young, right? Because you've always been tall, Alan. So like, you know, right? So like when I was growing up, 6 feet was considered tall. Like 6 feet is not considered tall anymore. If I go watch a high school basketball game, like when I played, like the one of our tallest guys, like we had a couple 7-footers every once in a while.
Yeah.
But the majority, when you go from arena or gym to gym, like most guys, their point guard is like 6 feet or like, you know, 6'1", 6'2", got mad hops.
It varies.
Right? And then your power four was like 6'6", or center maybe 6'6". Now I go there, like point guards are like 6'5". You know what I'm saying? Like it's like evolution happened. Like now the average height is not the average height anymore. Now I believe the average height for a man is over 6 feet. Right? I think now the average height. I think.
I can find out right now.
I think so for sure. Because I had this little thought process with my kids. But go back to what Barnes was talking about before as you looked that research up.
5'9".
No, hell no.
August of 2017.
Hell no.
5'9".
Man, come on, man. My daughter is 6 feet. And she's 13.
Yeah, we're not in Sweden. Right? Like, I mean, there's certain places in the world where maybe the average height is above 6 foot. In America, it's 5'9" for the average male. And the last time that was done, and this is by the CDC, in August of 2017.
Man, well, in the last 4 years, a lot has changed. Last 4 years, because I tell you what, man. When I go to high schools now, man, all the kids are tall. Like, everybody on the team is tall. Maybe they just hide the short people. The short people can't come around. Like, they can't go to certain schools. They go to their own little school.
I don't know.
But I'm telling you.
I don't know. I don't know. All I'm saying is I think he's more relatable.
Okay,
but the point I'm making is the idea.
Can I go back to Barnes?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, make that point. I want to grab some calls.
So for me, I'm talking about where Barnes is right is I don't think that Steph has had more influence on the game. I think he changed the game. I think we have a game of better shooters because of Steph, because he opened up and showed you the analytical part of basketball and being able to put up threes. And like now you have better shooters now because now more people attempt them because they go out and they practice them a lot more. But LeBron and what he did with free agency and being able to have the movement of superstars, I think it's equal, right? And I think you can kind of find a space in there for James Harden with this new little sidestep. Now it's just getting
That's my point. I'm old enough to remember 2 months ago when James Harden was the guy that was supposed to have the biggest impact.
So I want to go 33.3. 33.3. Those are the biggest influences on the game in the last 20 years. And now you can go to the people. In traffic, though.
888-729-3776.
You better be at house resting comfortably and call up.
Well, no, I mean, it's just the point I'm trying to make, though, is that this is what's happening now. Now, is Steph Curry a guy you would consider MVP candidate for this season?
No.
I think he's in the conversation. The Warriors are all of a sudden at 500.
500.
No, because of him and solely him. Now, again, what do we define as MVP? Like Julius Randle, everybody thought yesterday, Julius Randle should be an MVP conversation. The Knicks are 4 games over 500. Like, why? Impact on his team's success. Yeah. What Steph Curry's doing, I didn't say he should win it, but he should be in the conversation.
The rest of
Joel Embiid is still the MVP of this league.
I mean, as we're sitting by here, we're glaring, we're poetic. I hate when we always pay attention with the dude with the ball. He get all the attention. Quarterback get all the potential. All the attention. Meanwhile, the Joker, Yoke Man, put up 47. Yeah, we said nothing.
He's dominating the
so
game.
So Steph put up 49. This dude put up 2 points less, and he a damn
now
center,
check out
and nobody said nothing.
Check out Caesars William Hill. This is Caesars Sportsbook. We have it on ESPN Plus right now. Giannis Antetokounmpo has the same amount, odds-wise, plus 2,000, as Steph Curry. Can I point out that last night the Bucks lost to the Suns because of a foul in the last second of overtime, tenths of a second.
What foul?
P.J. Tucker hit
him. What foul?
Hit him in the arm.
It's a love tap on the elbow.
And
Come on,
Devin Booker made the free throw that mattered, and they win the game. Giannis Antetokounmpo, by the way, his last shot was with 5 minutes to go in the game. Regulation.
You're saying he's a hider.
It was just that all Chris Middleton and all Jrue Holiday, and other than that, the guy who everybody's like, MVP, such a great player. You never see him late in games making plays because he can't. And that's why, again, we've got to value skill.
You're giving it to him twice.
Steph Curry's got skill.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it's more impressive what the Yoke Man is doing because he's doing it.
Well, that's skill.
But
that's skill.
And Steph, everybody, give the ball to Steph. He's the guy that they give the ball to. Yoke Man got to ask for it. I know he's a point center, too, man.
Is he fun to watch?
Yoke Man?
No, Steph Curry. Is he entertaining?
Right now, he's the most entertaining guy. Well, no, Embiid is the most entertaining guy to watch because he gives you so much.
There's a lot here.
Until Steph go into the post and give me a little shake, get a little fadeaway, until he add that, you know what I'm saying? Right now, Embiid is a little bit more
entertaining. There's a lot here now. There's a lot of meat on this bone. We want you to be part of the conversation. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also hit us up at Barton Hunt if you can't get through.
Hey, we talked for 20
lines.
Minutes already?
We did, man. But the people that are sitting in traffic want to give you the opportunity first because we lived through it and we just want to be there for you. And it doesn't have to just be New York traffic. It's wherever you are in the world listening to us. If you are stuck somewhere and you're like, you know, steam coming out of your ears and you drive past somebody and he's like, you know, one guy's smoking a cigarette, the other guy just put a shovel in his hand.
You know who I hate? The people with the stop, slow down sign. Like, yo, can you speed it up, B? Right, I need you to communicate with your walkie-talkie with the guy 20 feet from you and tell him to let the other tribe come the other way,
that's
son.
That's what you need.
You better wrap it up.
That guy. That's what you need. All right, that's Straight Talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So your call's coming up on this. Steph Curry, MVP. Steph Curry, has he had a bigger impact in changing the game than LeBron James? And the third one, because a good friend of mine, we've been arguing about this for days, Steph Curry, greatest shooter in the history of the game?
Ooh.
I'll say yes.
Is there
not even a close second? My friend told me, my friend Peter Boddy writes for the Post now. He used to write for the Daily News a long time. He said there's not even a close second.
Well,
I think that's a little strong.
Statistically, his brother is a better.
No, just trust me. It's a little strong. But anyways, we get up to all that. Lots to do today. Very busy day. But first, Bart has this from the Home Depot.
Spring. Spring is when they start sweeping the streets.
Yeah,
but never mind. Spring makes all things new. And the Home Depot makes all spring things possible. Start a garden, refinish your deck. Use the Home Depot mobile app to put over 2 million products in the palm of your hands, some ready to pick up in as little as 2 hours. Oh, and if you don't have the tools you need, the Home Depot Tool Rental Department does. Download the Home Depot mobile app and get started today. Bring it on, spring, with innovative help from the Home Depot. How more doors get done.
Doors.
Get out the street. We'll be back after this.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN
Jamming
Radio.
In traffic
presented by,
with you.
We're Traffic Jam. Presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. As we promised, for the callers, if you're stuck in traffic, and we're already seeing some of the tweets out about it as well. In fact, I got a tweet from Will. Will said he left New York City at 3 a.m. this morning to avoid traffic heading to Atlanta. But, Will, when you get to Atlanta, it's waiting. Actually, go through Virginia, it's waiting for you, too.
Yeah, that 490, that 495, it's a 495.
Yep.
Like it's like
right outside the belt. Once you get outside the belt.
I used to have to do that going to Bethesda because I used to have stuff down there. You know
yeah, man. Yeah, all right, so Kevin Mark said he's on the Bruckner. No matter what time of day, 20 minutes of traffic going in or out of the city, always. And yes, that's just how it goes. But we don't think it's exclusive to New York City.
We got spoiled with the pandemic.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, all the greenhouse effect that was going down because of
up.
Man, we're making up for lost time. All right. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We begin with Val in the Bronx. Val, what's happening?
Wow, I am so pleased to be the first one on. I am so happy to talk to you guys. It's been a minute. I have not talked to you since you went national. I feel like I'm talking to the country. Hello, America.
What's happened?
I got three points I wanted to make to you. But before I get into it, I was on the FDR. I mean, it's a funny thing. Full disclosure, my wife a year ago suffered an ankle injury where she broke her ankle. And today was the day that we went down to Delancey Street, NYU Long Gone, for her final visit with the surgeon, just for him to look over everything and make sure everything was all right. We were so pleased when we left there, and we were coming back up the FDR. And then all of a sudden, as we're trying to get back up to the Bronx, we hit up on all this traffic. And I went through the same emotions that you were just saying, Ellen. At first, I was like, oh, man, what is this? Then I'm like, oh, no, I hope it's not an accident. Then I saw that it was just, I don't know if they were pruning trees or cleaning the street. I'm like, this is what you do now? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then at the same time, I was kind of relieved to know that that's all it was, and it wasn't an accident.
See what they do to you?
Yeah, you know,
see what they do to you?
They make you feel guilty for being in your emotions.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's exactly what they do, is they make you actually feel better because it wasn't an accident.
Right. What you got for us?
Mind tricks.
It was the full gambit. But to get to my 3 points, the first one, you know, everybody talking about Steph and this, he looks so happy. Wouldn't you be happy if you busting threes and everything is dropping for you? Of course the guy's smiling. You know what I mean? And then they talk, like you said something about Antetokounmpo. And I think, you know, to your point.
I know he had a cramp or something that kept him out of the finish. That wasn't really what I was just messing around. But the point is like late in games, we all know that he just does. He's not the guy that can finish for you.
Well, even beyond that, that's the difference between somebody like him and maybe like a Steph or LeBron or KD. Because you were talking about that contract. Flip it when Antetokounmpo gets to Curry's age. Do you think Milwaukee or whoever he's with is willing to spend that much money on him? Because once that athleticism is gone, he hasn't developed the rest of his game to do the other things that you need. And my final point, yo, I swear to God, I as much as I want the best things for my home squad, my Knicks, the way that things are going right now, I'm not trying to say it in a negative way. After what I've been seeing all season and after what I saw on Sunday, I am so pleased with my squad, and I could care less about what happens as far as the playoffs or whatever. We are putting ourselves on the map, and this is finally we got a year where our future is actually looking bright. Because the things that we're doing now are the things that are validating and legitimizing us. And when it comes time, you know, even if we don't get exactly where we want to go this season, and chances are we probably are not, moving forward, we have every opportunity to start getting the people we need, to start getting the energy and the enthusiasm and the momentum we need, and we are on the right track. Thank you so much, Mr. Leon Rose, and I love you, Tom Thibodeau. Thank you, Julius. I love you, RJ. Everybody on my squad. You guys have a beautiful day.
Val's feeling it today.
No love to Dolan, though. Like, come on, man. Who put this together? Me. That's who.
Hey, it does start there, doesn't it?
Willing to pay
off people, like, get all right, we'll pay you to go away. Pay you to go away.
Yeah, don't willing to do that. Checks.
And then obviously, you know, willing to bring in somebody new and then say, okay, you do it. I'm staying out of the way, which nobody brings that up either. You do it. I'm staying out of the way.
I'm back on.
Finally, somebody doing it right.
I know you're in full bloom love with Zion and what he said yesterday.
I'm a little excited.
But I think the more realistic guy is still Bill. I'm telling you, man. I think Bill is still gettable. And I think he's the star.
Bill right now is with Russell Westbrook has the Wizards suddenly pushing for a 7-10 play where they look like they were dead in the water a while back. But let's keep getting more people.
Let's keep getting more people
on the call. Let's go. Let's see. Let's go to Nathan in Sarasota. Nathan.
Sarasota, Roy Jones country right there, baby.
Nathan.
Hello.
Hello.
What up, Nate?
Hello.
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 Phrasing.
Hello. Hello.
You know what? I don't know.
It's just Nathan. It just didn't work out.
You got to be ready to go, babe. When we call your name, man, the real brother folk roll call. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go with Kevin in Scranton. Kevin.
Hey.
Hey.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I am a 5'8" male sitting in my dead stop car.
Where?
Not in traffic, in a parking lot.
Honestly.
Right, what do you do in the parking lot? You just spazzing out, you just relaxing, man. Sometimes I'm like that. I don't want to go home. Let me just chill in my car. I work in maintenance
in a housing authority.
All right.
You sit in the shop, the tenants come in, and they need you to fix stuff. I come in, I listen to your show on lunch.
I appreciate that. That's great. Yeah, we thank you for doing that.
We appreciate it.
I got nothing on sports. I got a toddler after work. I can't watch sports.
It's 5'8", though. Stay safe, Kevin.
He's messing the average up.
I just love the fact, though, that he gave us all the stats.
Hang from the monkey bars, man.
That doesn't work.
Like Jeffrey did it. Jeffrey did. He was 5'11". He turned out of stretches out to 6 feet.
I think Bobby Brady tried that in an episode of the Brady Bunch. That didn't work either.
Hurt his back.
Yeah, maybe. It might have happened, yeah. All right, let's see. Let's go with...
it's got to be quick. We got 1 minute. Yeah.
Victor in New Jersey. Victor.
How you doing, man?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. Sitting in traffic, but I'm in the worst type of traffic. I'm in the traffic where they're doing roadside on the other side of the street, and it's traffic on my side.
Oh, the rubbernecking. Yeah.
What?
Like, yo, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Quit
That's
rubbernecking.
That's the worst type of traffic. I can't believe it.
That is the worst kind of traffic.
And I just want a fair chance, man.
Everybody's breaking their neck to see what's going on,
That's
man.
It.
But I got
that's
one
it.
Point
What are they
about
doing?
My New York
like, what
Giants,
are they doing?
Man.
He's digging a hole. Keep it moving, right? Like, that's how
Keep
it should be,
moving.
Victor. Yeah, you know what? Roll down your window. Roll down your window and say, you know what's funny? I'll tell a funny story, Victor, and thanks for the call. Al Troutwig, right, MSG,
kind
of voice of MSG.
Yeah.
So we used to carpool home all the time, and in the Midtown Tunnel after games, like Midtown Tunnel, that they would do work at night because it makes sense.
Yes.
But still, you're down in one lane, and everybody's kind of like squeezing into the tunnel, and we're going slow. And so it's in the tunnel.
Yeah.
We put the windows down. Yeah, and so if you know Al Troutwig's voice, he's got like this voice of God.
Yeah.
Hello, Al Troutwig. Like, it's like deep voice.
Godfrey's
so,
not here.
We see the guys. They must have been on a lunch break or something. They're sitting on the truck. So there's all these cones set up. Everybody's stuck.
Yep.
And we're all going like real slow. And they're just sitting up top like having a day, just chilling, like eating lunch, hanging out. And Al Traubing just suddenly with the window, and he just goes, guys, get to work, right? And it echoes in the tunnel. These guys like throw their sandwiches in the air. They jump up.
Like, they probably thought it was coming out of speakers.
Oh,
like,
my God.
They caught people.
And then as we go by, he goes, how you doing, guys? It was fantastic. Like, just to get them. But look, at night, I get you. During the day, not so much. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Barton Hahn, coming to you live from Seaport District at Pier 17. Brought to you by Chase. Coming up, we'll take more of your calls. Also, Brian Cashman speaks.
He speaks.
But he does so for a good reason.
Okay.
He said nothing. But he spoke, and that's the part that mattered. I will explain next, but first, Bart has this from HelloFresh.
Get a true, real break with HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets you skip the grocery store, the crowds, the traffic, the hassle without sacrificing delicious meals. These are whole restaurant-quality meals made with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that you can prepare in as little as 20 minutes. HelloFresh sends all the ingredients right to your door and delivers them contact-free with more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week, and you'll never run out of meals to try. Go to HelloFresh.com/BART12 and use promo code BART12 and get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's promo code BART12 at HelloFresh.com/BART12. Back after this. Your calls.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. We got Mel Kiper Jr. going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour as there's a dueling mock happening between he and Todd McShay, and it's aggressive. And we got to tell you about it as we are getting closer. Are we 10 days now? Like, is it less than 10
days? No, it's like 9.
Is it 9 days now?
Yeah.
Single digits? Finally?
Might be 8.
Next week it gets real, right?
Eight.
By the way, next week it's all draft all the time. I'm going to say hi to everybody, and then you're going to just do all the talking.
That's dope.
Because I saw the packet that you printed out
yeah.
of your draft prep.
I got them all.
It's insane. You need a trapper keeper
I
for
got
this
them all,
thing.
I got them all separate. I got about like a bunch of like little
paper clips, man. You need, like I said, you need like a three ring binder. For
yeah,
you.
I got to separate.
Pretty aggressive.
Receivers, tight end, blah, blah, blah.
All right. Well, we'll get back to the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But you know what, Bart? Today is a day for doing. And I say Brian Cashman got it done yesterday. I understand that he said nothing. But when you are the general manager of the New York Yankees and you're off to a 5-10 start, you're in last place, you're the second worst team in baseball. You can't hit, you can't field, and you can't pitch. You're 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing. Like, they have been a major disappointment to start the season, and you can't have Aaron Boone be the guy constantly, you know.
You know what? I don't know.
Like, you can't have him always addressing the media after every single game, trying to come up with things that, you know, they're very careful with the Yankees. They don't really want you to criticize players publicly. We don't want to do that. We don't upset people. We hug.
Mike Ford's up, baby.
Yeah, you got to bring up
my name's Mike Ford. I hit
David. I just want a fair chance, man.
So I thought the right thing to do was Brian Cashman to speak. Now, you could say, well, he didn't say anything. Well, what did you want him to say? What he did was he took that unified front of, all right, I'm not going to hide. I'm not going to duck from people. I'm going to come out and address the media and take some heat off of my manager, and that's what he did.
It's certainly a disappointing start. We obviously know we're better than this, and you know, but we also know, being in this game a long time, that this is also part of seasons. These are different segments that you get, you know, unfortunately into, and you know, our patch is happening right in the front end, and that's not to dismiss it. But we are disappointed clearly at where we currently stand, but we know better days are ahead.
They certainly hope so, because they couldn't get any worse than this. All right, so tonight we find out now if the players got the message. Aaron Boone ripped into them. It didn't seem to have an impact. They still played poorly. But if the GM speaks, and as I said yesterday, the GM speaks, you know what happens next, Bart? If there is no now reaction to this,
dun, 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 the team next, only, yeah, team only.
Then the next thing that happens.
Well, who's going to call it? Gardy? Like, Gardy, we don't want to hear from you. You ain't hitting that neither.
Brett Gardner. Well, no, I don't think it's team meeting that happens. I think it's, all right, now we start making some changes.
Ooh.
Like, you know, because now everybody spoke publicly. We've all acknowledged, okay, we suck. Let's get this right. And when that, now if nothing happens at this point, we start making some changes. So they've got to pay close attention to that. They start a two-game series with the Braves here. That's not easy. And then, of course, a four-game set with the Indians come after that. So I would say Brian Cashman is trying to get it done, and maybe the Yankees will start getting it done. It's brought to you by The Home Depot, with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot. How doers get more done. All right, let's get one call.
They've been waiting for us.
Reggie in Harlem's been waiting a while. Reggie.
Oh, hey, in Harlem. Real quick. Right by that FDR.
Yeah.
What's happening, man? Okay, Reggie gave us a yeah.
Reggie is like our
Reggie
line
got all
five.
Fired up, man. Yeah, Reggie's the morning line five.
It was a slow yeah too.
Yeah.
I thought I was gonna get some juice from him because he over there where the traffic starts to get bad, right there in Harlem on the FDR, trying to get on right there. That's where that hot spot is.
It does get pretty crazy. I was hoping to hear from somebody out in the Midwest or something about giving me some really bad traffic.
Exactly. Instead of sweeping the damn streets, it's Chicago's. Whoa, Chicago's crazy.
Yeah, Chicago, it's bad Midwest. There too,
oh,
right?
Oh. Coming from O'Hare.
I was hoping to hear like somebody in more of a smaller town give me a call. Would have been funny, but we didn't get that. We do have a lot of calls. We will get to those. We also have Mel Kiper Jr. coming up, as we will discuss what he's doing in his mock draft. You've got to hear about it. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio, or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.